Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Hello and welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 580, I think. 580. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate you listening. If you would like to reach out, please send us an email. Mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. You can also call us. We love taking calls. 949-464-8257, TBLS. Give us a call. We're on Patreon now. I know, like, some people are like, hey, you haven't posted a show in a long time. I know, because we were on Red Circle. And look, I mentioned it, but I forget that you got to beat people over the head with stuff. Because a lot of times, I'm a pretty good listener. Don't ask any of my exes to comment on that. But it's true. I listen. When you talk, I listen. And even sometimes people are like, hey, did you hear that thing on that show? And I'm like, oh, no, I missed it. And I'm a good listener. And the rest of you are shite listeners, okay? Because you guys fuck it up all the time. So I should have been more assertive with that to let you know that we're on Patreon now. We're no longer on the Baller Life or on Red Circle. So, and also I haven't been updating the BallerLifestyle.com because, like, who gets it there? But I should probably do that. And it's also one more step. I'm putting it on YouTube. I haven't been doing that either, but that's because I was moving. We're back. Patreon.com/TheBallerLifestylePodcast. Find the show there. Support us. Give us $5 a month. I'm joined, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
Doing well.
That's great.
As you heard this show, I'm in Colorado.
That's right.
Taking my summer trip and...
summer sojourn.
You know, look... once upon a time, I was doing like months in Europe.
Yeah.
Now I'm in Colorado. Yeah. Like, in a couple of years, maybe I'm doing the show from like Cleveland.
Oh, that'd be great.
Like, something. I'm being downgraded.
Yeah.
Like, I love Colorado. It's beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful. But, yeah. Maybe we do one from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, I'd love to do a Queen City.
Yeah, with our dear friend Catherine Shady. Pub. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we do a live from Motor Pub. We get the tots. I'm at the tots. The tots are fantastic.
I'm in.
100%. We'll do that. We're doing a little Ed Explains a Movie. But also, Ed, here's the thing. We talked about this. So we're recording 580 the day after we did 579.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't eaten all day. I'm having my colonoscopy tomorrow.
Oh, you need to overload the day before the blowout.
Yeah.
I had a double cheeseburger like at like 10 at night. I was like, not the day before.
Yeah.
The day before the prep. I was like, I'm going ham.
So that was yesterday. I wasn't even hungry last night. So after we did the show, I wasn't even really hungry. Like, I came home and like kind of snacked a little bit.
Today's the prep day?
Today's the prep day. Yes.
Oh my goodness. So you're just blowout.
No. So hold on. That's what I'm about to tell you. So I haven't eaten today. Oh, last night I had some tacos and then I had like some fucking chocolate and shit at night. I was like really trying to prep. So today I haven't eaten at all. And it's at 6. They told me to take my first drink at 6 p.m.
Oh.
It's right here.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
I don't know any sign language.
Yeah.
But my buddy's now wife was a sign language teacher or something. Yep, yep. She taught us this. This is what you're about to have. This
is diarrhea. Shitty. So. If I drink this, are you going to be able to explain Air Bud to me before I have to run?
This is going to be a quick show. This is going to be.
So I'll probably make it.
I'm going to do it, but
yeah.
Just keep in mind, we don't have a ton of time. If you drink that, like, it's about to be like fucking. It's
I don't want to.
Like the Luftwaffe swarming on London. Like it's about to be. It's, you know, at some point it's kind of freeing.
Yeah.
But like you're about to get blown the fuck out.
So hold on. So they told me to drink one. There's two. They give you two jars or whatever, bottles. And my appointment is at 8:30.
It's like a gallon jug, right?
No. It's like two little things.
Two halves?
Yeah. And they said drink one at 6 p.m. And then the next one, I have to set an alarm for 4:30 a.m. So do you think... Okay. So I could probably wait till the end of this.
To be like, remember the old Micro Machine commercials where the guy's speed talking? Yeah. The FedEx guy?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do that because...
Well, because we'll probably be done here in about 45 minutes. You're saying you're saying I should wait? Come. You're saying I might not make it.
Yeah, if we have 45 minutes, wait like 38 minutes.
Really?
All of a sudden, you're like...
If I...
feeling some bubbles. I'm feeling some shit going. And
because the shitting, it's going to be like extended shitting, right? It's not like I can't just run
you
in there.
You don't think you have more left in you?
Yeah.
And then like 15 minutes later, it's like, oh, I have a full session. I have a full Dumb and Dumber coming out.
I don't think anybody's going to want to see. Like as soon as I go in there and I come back, people are going to be like, oh, I don't want to see you again.
I'm going to try to be fast.
Okay. Well, I'll wait.
But like, if you drink it now, I don't know if I'm that fast.
Okay. I'll wait. And then somebody told me to put a little crystal light in it to flavor it, but I don't have that. So it's just like, it's just going to taste like shit. And
who has crystal light? That's a thing somebody outside of 1987
had. I didn't grow up with it. We never had it, but I was always excited to like go to somebody's house that had, they're like, oh, crystal light. Yeah.
Yeah. I was the kid at the back of the fridge going, I want the purple stuff. Like it was.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
It was.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to read. I might be fucking this up. Instructions for colonoscopy. Here's Thursday, 6:19, 8:30 a.m. Okay. I don't do any of that. Don't eat any seeds. I don't do that.
I will remind what I said yesterday. Like, it's not that bad. But, like, you're about, like, there's a tsunami of shit happening.
Yeah. Okay. It's here.
It's not bad.
Day before examination. That's today. Drink only clear liquids. Okay. That's it. So I had coffee, but I didn't put any milk in it. So drink only clear liquids for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Solid foods, milk, or milk products are not allowed. Clear liquids include strained fruit juices, coffee, or tea. Okay. I did all that. That's fine. Evening, 6 p.m. 6:19 right now. Pour 6 ounce bottle. Oh, pour 1 6-ounce bottle of Suprep into the mixing container provided with the kit. Add cool drinking water to the 16-ounce line on the container and mix. Drink all the liquid in the container. You must drink 2 more 16-ounce containers of water over the next hour. Drink more if desired. Morning dose of laxative. 4 hours before your colonoscopy arrival time, repeat the same instructions as mentioned above for the prior evening dose using the other 6 ounce bottle of Suprep. You must drink 2 more. Okay, so I'm going to do it. I just got to do this. But it's like, look, I'm going to shit it out between now and like, it's going to be fine. I could do 7. Like, I'll do 7 o'clock.
Once you have session 1 or 2 on the toilet, like it's just...
Yeah.
Like I said, it's the Luftwaffe.
I just
it's just an assault. And then you're like, you're just kind of used to it.
Yeah.
You just do it, but it's not like bad.
Yeah.
It's just, it becomes the norm.
I just went in there. My son's in there gaming and I'm like, hey, I go, FYI, I'm going to be shitting heavily here pretty soon. And he's like, and he had his headphones on and he's like, you know, all my friends can hear you. And I'm like, well, I don't give a shit. Like, they should know this, too.
They're about to hear you.
Yeah, they're about to hear it. So, look, that's what's happening around here. So, hey, what's up? Anyway, Ed, oh, shit. Like, hold on. Let me give it. Let's look up the particulars of Air Bud. Because Ed's – so this is a thing we do here where Ed watches a movie that I've never seen.
I'm going to give you the origin story of where this came from.
Ed watches –
I've never seen Air Bud. Yeah. You and I are of a very similar age.
Yes.
And this probably came out when we were in our 20s.
Yeah. Yep.
And we were past, we weren't watching kids' movies.
Yeah.
I got into an argument during the NCAA tournament at a bar, and I was like, oh, he just dunked like Air Bud. Like, it looked like a little, yeah. Like,
yeah.
It looked, and somebody goes, Air Bud doesn't dunk. And I was like,
What? What do you mean?
He for sure dunks. And we got into an argument. He's like, never dunks.
No, is this the Mandela effect?
I Googled the poster.
I'm looking right at it.
See the little pause.
Yeah.
He's dunking.
He's clearly, I'm looking right at it. He's like, dunking.
And I got indignant. I was like, I guarantee he dunks. But I had never seen it.
Yeah. So you watched it.
It's on Disney Plus, and I watched it, and I started watching it, and like I got 5 minutes in, and I was like, okay, I should probably log this because I'm going to have to get a show out of this.
You started making notes.
What the fuck is happening with this movie? And well, so...
I mean, it's about... This is what's the one where Whoopi Goldberg becomes a basketball player?
Eddie.
So
she's the Knicks
coach fan
who gets chosen to be the coach, which for like a 25-year span would have made a better coach than what the Knicks chose, including Derek Fisher.
Oh, he was the worst.
Training camp to go fight. What's his name? Steven Jackson.
Yeah, no. Was it Steven Jackson or Matt Barnes?
Yeah, Matt Barnes.
Yeah.
He leaves training camp to go fight someone for fucking his wife or whatever.
No, it's the other way around. He was fucking Matt Barnes' wife. And Matt Barnes, look, you don't want none of Matt Barnes. Like,
oh, he's got, and by the way, when I see clips of their podcast, he's delightful.
It seems pretty good. Yeah, it seems like a pretty good show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of basketball, are you pretty excited that the Lakers have been acquired? Hands down.
10 balloons. I saw 10 balloons.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Who was sold to who, though?
That
wasn't on the market for long.
No.
You know how, like, you see clubs and they're like, the Celtics are going to be sold in 6 months and it could... Why did it just get transacted?
I don't know. Today? They must have overwhelmed him. So, speaking of Denver, the Dodgers are owned by some fucking big... hedge fund out of Denver, Colorado, and the head of it is some dude called Mark Walter, and he must have just overwhelmed the Lakers with his $10 million offer. So the Lakers, much like the Dodgers, about to be the premier franchise. How soon, Ed? Until we rid ourselves of the cancer that is LeBron James. Goodbye. So long, buddy.
There was a clip of some podcast or show he did today. He goes, I don't know what this ring culture that everybody cares about rings. And it's like, remember the decision? Everything was
taking about you chasing a ring. Yes.
You had to leave Cleveland to go to Miami to get rings, and you guaranteed 8 rings there, and you got less than 8 rings.
I mean, the whole point is to win. You're there to, and basketball's the one sport. Where if you look right now at OKC, if you got the best guy, there's a good, and LeBron James showed it. Yeah, he was too much of a puss to ever go to the Western Conference. He stayed in the Eastern Conference where he had an easy route to the finals every year. And then he would, and so it didn't really matter who was on his team because he's LeBron James. He's a bad motherfucker. He's really good. If you got the best guy, you're in good shape. In the NBA, you can win rings with the best guy, unless you're LeBron James, who mostly loses in the finals.
Yeah. He's 3-6 in the finals.
Yeah, pretty pathetic.
But what's with the ring culture?
Yeah, I know, it's bullshit.
Except you're chasing rings.
Anyway, speaking of rings, the Lakers have 17, and it's about to be about like 5 more. Because these guys know how to win. In case you haven't seen the LA Dodgers, we got a pretty good fucking thing going. All of a sudden, I'm about to be a big-ass Laker fan. LeBron James, you're out of here, buddy. And what's his name? Rob Pelinka? See you later.
With his leather jacket.
Yeah, with his leather jacket and him looking like budget, like squinty Rob Lowe. They're like, he looks like Rob Lowe. And I'm like, well, Rob Lowe.
He does look like budget.
He does. Yeah, it's like I took off my glasses. I'm like, is that Rob Lowe? Oh, that's Rob Pelinka. Anyway, Lakers are fucking back. I bet you they hire Bob Meyer. Just like the Dodgers, they went and got Andrew. Fuck. See, this is, I have CTE. Andrew. Whatever.
Are you talking about Otani's gambling guy that they threw under the bus?
Talk about the GM. I can't remember his name. It's not. The point is, they're going to get the best guys. They get the best guys, and they're going to make it happen. It's going to be all about the Lakers anymore. Can't wait. Okay, Ed, tell us about Air Bud. Explain a movie. This fucking, okay. This drink, this laxative, is just fucking staring me in the eye, Ed. I'm gonna point at you
when it's time to drink. But
I'll do it. Yeah.
All right. So the opening credits. Yeah. Michael Jeter is the first name of the credits.
Mr. Noodle.
Mm-hmm. He died of AIDS.
Jeez, Ed.
I'm just saying, like R.I.P. anyone who had a child.
Yes.
That like Mr. Noodle was an important part of Elmo's world.
He was.
He died of AIDS. Also, there was someone named Eric Christmas. I don't know who it was.
That's not anybody's name.
That is some moniker.
Eric Christmas.
Also, it's produced by the Weinstein brothers.
Oh, well, they foisted this upon us. I thought they did good. I thought they were known for doing, I thought they had Miramax. They also did Air Bud?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. Okay.
What happens all right, so there's a pickup truck driven by a clown. And he's got the dog in a crate in the flatbed, and he's dressed like a clown, too.
They're both clowns? What? A dog clown?
He's like, my dog is going to be dressed like with the hat.
That conjures an image of the Ballad of Buster Scruggs in the vignette where Liam Neeson has the sideshow act with the nubs dude that recites Shakespeare, and he throws him in a river. I feel like that's what Michael Jeter, the clown, is about to do with his clown dog.
I'm not sure where he was in the AIDS situation, but maybe he didn't have time for that. I don't know. Anyway, AIDS is not a laughing matter. No. But anyway.
You're making it kind of funny. You shouldn't laugh at that.
You're laughing, but anyway, he shows up at the party, and the dog's in the clown costume, and the kids just aren't feeling it. Mm. It's like, he's like doing clown shit.
These clowns are terrifying.
And the dog is pretty sad, and the kids are like booing and shit. The dog runs around, and the clown guy just starts fucking up the party. He crushes the cake, and the clown tells Bud he's sending him to the pound. He's like, You're a shitty like birthday party clown dog.
You can't just send a dog to the pound. Like that's not how it works.
We know what happens at the pound.
Yeah,
no kill shelter. This is a kill shelter.
They give them the hot shot. Wait, there's too many of them. And look, I love a dog as much as the next guy, but there's too many.
They're lovable animals. Right. They're lovable.
They got mouths to feed.
But you go to the pound.
That's it.
You're getting murked.
Yeah. It's like 3 days. It's 72 hours. Clock is ticking. You know, you're here and somebody doesn't come get you. And what do we know? It's like orphans, Ed. It's like Randy on The Wire season 4. Like, ain't no, you're too old. You got cornrows, you know, like they're looking for a cute ass baby.
One minute you're selling contraband candy bars. Yes. The next minute they write snitch bitch and give you locks and socks treatment.
Yeah, the end. Yeah, like, you got to be young and cute. And hey, I see the poster of Air Bud. Not a puppy, you know, not young and cute. Like it's the end for this guy.
So the dog crate falls off the flatbed when the clown's driving off.
Yeah, you got to secure that.
And it skids to a farm.
Yeah,
skids to a farm. Nobody is even noticing that. Because he's ready to kill the dog anyway. Yeah. So, and then a woman crashes into the crate and opens the cage.
Oh,
and
there's freezing. A dog in it.
And the dog in the clown costume like wobbles out. And they're like, oh, here's a dog.
You figure he would take off the clown costume because that could be traced back to him.
But he's a dog. Who knows if he knows what, like, yeah, fashion rules.
No, but I mean Michael Jeter. Like, when Michael Jeter goes to throw him in the – I guess maybe before he dropped him at the pound, he would have taken it off. He just didn't have the chance. Okay, fair.
Yeah, Mr. Noodle was dealing with AIDS. He was not, like – So this is going off the rails.
Unkind of you to continue to mention that. It's much worse than the fact that I
can't believe I'm laughing. All right. So the mom who hit the dog crate and her son, and there's an infant daughter, they're moving into a new home.
Where's the dad? Where's this piece of shit dad? He fucking skipped out on him?
It's funny you mentioned that because we see an article that shows the dad died. He was a test pilot who died. He crashed.
Chuck Yeager? Well, then he's got a pension. They're fine. They're good to go. They're straight. No big deal.
I mean, maybe he was a piece of shit, but like he died in it. He was a test pilot, Chuck Yeager, like, do we know more test pilots?
No, he's the only one. And also, it's like, I'm a test pilot. Why can't you just be a regular pilot? Can't any pilot be a test pilot?
Be the real deal. Don't go over the Mojave. Nathan Fielder's got that. We're good. So the boy's name is Josh, and he's enrolled in a school 3 months into the school year.
Oh,
so the mom's just moving like random.
Yeah, he's getting basketball. The Randy treatment at school, probably. Yeah. You can never want to be the new kid. Being the new kid is fucking bullshit.
It sucks. Yeah. I've been the new kid.
Me too.
He loves basketball, and his mom's like, I'm signing you up for band.
Oh.
And, like, you're going to be the trombone player. He's terrible at trombone. The mom's just setting him up.
It's a long one. Yeah, the trombone's the long thing, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
you're doing motions that nobody wants to see.
Yeah, jerk off motion. You want to be trumpet. That's Miles Davis. He was trumpet. You know, you want, you know, like
salt
that's
peanuts. Salt peanuts.
Yeah, you're doing that. You're getting a lot of pussy and you're doing heroin and you're wearing sunglasses. You know, like trumpet is the way to go, not trombone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he sneaks into the backyard of a church that has a basketball hoop. And he's playing basketball by himself. His jump shot is broken. He's got a terrible jump shot.
Yeah. Well, he's an actor. You got an actor shooting jump shots. Major problem.
He's super bummed out that he had a shitty first day at the school. And his mom's like, yeah, you'll get through it. Your dad would have wanted it this way.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, your dad wanted you to be a pariah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Your dad wanted you to suck a basketball? Like, maybe he should have hung around. Look, those test pilots are usually about 5'7". So, like, he probably wasn't much of a hooper either. Like, even had he lived, he probably wouldn't have taught this guy how to make a layup.
He's not inheriting height or size.
No.
And he clearly doesn't know how to shoot.
Yeah.
He shows back up at school. The kids are making fun of him. He wants to play basketball. The coach is like, you want to be manager? Which we've seen those videos of, like, the really heartwarming, like, special needs kid
Down syndrome
draining a three at the end of the game. Great.
Love that kid. Yeah.
So this kid's being relegated to that role.
Yeah.
He goes back to the church backyard, shoots jumpers, and a golden retriever emerges from the bushes behind the hoop.
Yeah. Now.
And the boy, when you go shoot hoops, do you bring shit with you? Like
just a ball.
Yeah, he brought a vanilla pudding snack pack and opened up the snack pack to lure the dog out.
Lure?
It was kind of like when Elliot put the Reese's Pieces out.
Yeah, you know they invented Reese's Pieces just for that movie because M&M's wouldn't sign on?
Yeah, they rejected. That night, I went to E.T., I had Reese's Pieces, and I felt like a kinship with...
That's insane. You remember that?
I was so excited.
You were like 9 years old when that happened. Younger. No, you were probably like seven. Younger.
I was like six or seven. I remember it. I was like, I'm eating the same shit as E.T. I was very excited.
I would fuck up some Reese's Pieces right now. Like, those show up on Halloween, I'd fucking suck down the whole bag. Look, I haven't eaten yet today. And look, and there's been days in my life where I've gone this long without eating, of course, but I don't have – it's the psychological aspect of it, Ed, where I'm not allowed to eat. I'm not – I have
– thinking about it.
Yes.
You're thinking about what you're eating.
Right. Exactly.
So
– yes.
He does the Elliot Reese's Pieces thing.
Yeah. With the pudding.
And I should note
– pudding pops.
I should note,
yeah,
the boy has junk drawer scissors haircut. Like, he has.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. The mom, so the mom
dog,
gave him
dog
that.
The dog runs
cut.
Away.
Yeah.
He has the pudding and runs away.
Oh, yeah.
Then the boy leaves out an intricate 10 snack packs.
Oh, no.
To lure the dog back.
What's the end game? He's trying to fuck this dog, Ed. Like, what is the end game?
Think he might.
Yeah, like, let's fuck, dog. I'm gonna get. You know, maybe he puts a little roofie. Like, each vanilla pudding has a little more something in it. You know what I had?
Oh, Rohypnol. Like, right?
Just a little more. Benadryl, whatever it takes. Do you like banana flavored things?
I do.
Yeah, I know you don't like coconut. I think I recall that. Yeah.
I don't.
So imagine this without the coconut. But I have a friend of mine works at a restaurant, and they have as a dessert there, they have this banana pudding. And I get this banana pudding sometimes, and it's got like crushed up like shortbread cookies on top, and it also
like
has,
Or is it vanilla wafers?
It's like that. Similar.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there's also like grated coconut on the top, which I happen to like. But imagine that it doesn't have that for your benefit. And whipped cream, a fresh whipped cream. You put fresh whipped cream on the top of this banana pudding with the Lorna Doone shortbread cookies in it. Impossible to stop eating it, Ed. It's so delicious. Okay, go on.
So he's just passing the basketball back and forth with the dog after he leaves.
What do you mean? A dog can't pass a basketball?
With the snout.
He's doing a chest pass?
He's doing the snout to the chest pass.
That's a seal. That's a seal that does that, Ed. Right. It's down at the circus. The seals do that with the beach ball.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then, this is back to your point that he's probably trying to fuck it.
Yeah.
He lures Bud back into his home.
Oh, no.
And he gives him a bubble bath.
A bubble bath. He's fingering his dog asshole in that fucking bubble bath. Obviously,
right, he's just
giving him one of those. And let's be honest. Like, golden retrievers, golden retrievers actually can be one of the most vicious dogs. They have they have some kind of like genetic malfunction. Look this up, people. Don't tell me, because you think, a golden retriever. Golden retrievers actually often are killers because they have something in their brain that clicks off. But what I will say about a golden retriever, that's a major shedder. You're like, I want my house covered in hair. Yeah, mom's gonna love this. I'm gonna bring in the shedniest kind of dog that exists. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put it in the fucking bathtub. You know what we're going to need here pretty soon? We don't got a dad. We're going to need a goddamn plumber to come in this place and fucking clean out the pipes. Man. Yeah, we're going to have to get it. We're going to need Manuel in Gardenia. Manuel in Gardenia. That's not him.
Long as it's late at night.
Yes, he works the night shift. He can't listen to podcasts. Manuel and Gardini. I bet Manuel and Gardenia, if he actually listened to the show, which he never did, if he actually listened to the show, he could call in and he could regale us with stories about all the dog hair.
Golden retriever hair.
Yeah, he's probably got a ranking of the worst dog. You know how he hates BMWs and he hates...
And Tesla.
Yeah, and the unhoused. He hates BMWs. He hates Tesla. He hates the unhoused. He hates handicapped people. He also, I guarantee you, hates golden retrievers because what they do to the fucking drainage at the jobs he goes to.
Yeah. So he sneaks Bud back into the home, gives him a bubble bath, feeds him 5 cans of SpaghettiOs. So Bud is clearly shitting all over the house now.
I would destroy a can of SpaghettiOs right now. That sounds fantastic. So Chef Boyardee. What do you think a can of SpaghettiOs goes for these days? At about 350?
Probably, but how many calories? Like, is that so many? 1,100?
So many. Yeah, I would say like 8, 9. It's in the 8. It's 110. It's in the 8, 9 range. It's probably got
sweet.
16 grams of sugar. It's got I used to get the spaghetti with meatballs, and the meatballs were like little chunks of.
They were little sugar cubes.
Yes, there was nothing meat. Like there was less. There's, you know how like Taco Bell, it's actually soy. It's not even there. There's barely any meat in the meat. Right. I would say Chef Boyardee has negative meat in it. Whatever it is, it's not meat. It's less meat than no meat.
It's brown painted sugar cubes.
Yes, disgusting, disgusting. I would fuck up 4 cans of it right now, just like Air Bud.
So then. Bud, I assume he's like trying to hide him or something.
Yeah.
He brushes Bud's teeth with his mom's toothbrush.
God. Well, fuck this kid.
This kid is a piece of shit.
I hate this kid's guts. What is up with these movie kids?
Died, yeah, but what are you doing to mom?
Oh, his mom's toothbrush? Jesus Christ, you psycho. What did she do to you? He hates his mother.
And then he's like trying to convince his mom to keep the dog. And she's like, this dog's fucking everything up. I don't even think she knows.
She's right.
That that the dog's sharing a toothbrush or the toothbrush.
Yeah, she doesn't even know that part of it.
No.
Yeah. Why is it even there, though? Like, she should be pissed. Like, she didn't, you know, like, her lease probably specifically forbids there from being dogs in the new crib.
So anyway, the boy's a water boy on the basketball team.
That's made up. Like the team manager and the water boy and all that. There's not a kid that's like, that's only for the movies and those like books that I used to, when it was library day and you would go look for the sports books when you're in like fourth grade.
This is like choose your own adventure.
Yes. It's like Johnny throws a touchdown pass and you're like, oh, I'm going to read this one. Well, there's always a water boy in that shit, but in real life, there's no such thing.
So he's like out back of the church, like practicing and stuff like that. Yep. But like, whatever.
Yeah.
He sneaks the dog into his bedroom. His mom doesn't know.
Fuck it. The fuck the shit out of that dog, that poor dog.
And I just wrote, we're 37 minutes into this movie and the dog hasn't scored a point.
I know. But don't bore us, get to the chorus, as Tom Petty would have said. Like, this is a fucking, look, Jaws, the shark didn't work, and that worked out, all right? Like, you barely see the shark, but this is Spielberg. He knew how to do the music and shit, you know? I knew how to freak you out. I don't know who directed Air Bud, but he fucking sucks. Like, let's get to the Duncan-ass dog. That's what's on the poster.
So, for some reason, Josh heads to the janitor's office. Like, he's snooping around. He sees a Knicks jersey in the janitor's locker. Which, what?
Is it Walt Clyde Frazier? It's Patrick Ewing, 33. Yeah.
The janitor's like, are you the towel boy? What are you doing? He's like, I'm just a basketball fan.
There's so, in school movies, so much interaction with the janitor. I never interacted with the janitor one single time. Maybe if he had some weed to sell me, I would have learned his name. I don't know the fucking janitor. Also, the janitor comes at night. The janitor comes and cleans the school when you're not even there. Every movie, they fucking know that their best. He
sprinkles sawdust on vomit.
Yes.
That's what he does.
Yeah. Somebody shits their pants. The janitor shows up. Other than that, or people clog the toilet with toilet paper on purpose. Manuel and or the janitor shows up and cleans it up.
So it's Christmas break. So the season's already like in full swing, right? Like Christmas time.
That's the end of the season.
They've already been playing.
Yeah.
The boy sneaks into the gym. He hears somebody playing in the back of the gym. He sees the janitor dunking and shooting in the empty gym. He sees him like doing tomahawk jams.
No. Is it Jerome Kersey? Is he like a retired, like, is it Cliff Robinson? Like, he used to play, and he's like, oh no, I had a knee injury. A
windmill dunk.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Dr. Dunkenstein. He's fucking. So.
Yeah.
There's two kids left at the school over the break. I don't even think it's a private school. So like people left their public school kids just stuck in the school. I don't know.
But yeah,
there's
yeah.
two open roster spots.
Okay. Oh, we got a roster. We know about the roster. Get the fuck out of here with the roster.
It's Christmas.
Yeah.
The roster's set.
The season's over. It's playoffs. Like, what, they're about to do the playoffs. Like, what?
So Josh complains to Bud. He's like, I wish my dead dad was still around. You're like, okay. Like, you know, yeah. it's a weird time to. All yeah. of a sudden, yeah. he throws the ball to Bud. Bud can drain jumpers off his nose like a dolphin at SeaWorld.
Yeah, but he's got to be set up.
Church parking lot, not yeah. in like a game. Yeah. He's just
yeah, but he,
and he's like he's shooting like 100%.
You need Irvin like Magic Johnson to set him up. Like it's not like look, I will catch a grape in my mouth 100 times out of 100, but you got to fucking put some air under it. You know, it needs to be a good. I remember my buddy Mike. My buddy Mike had this little. We were on a camping trip, and he had this little. Raiders football because he loved McRaider, right? He's like, let's. All he wanted to do was toss the football the whole time, and he's tossing the football, and he's like, you see this? He goes, I've never dropped this. I caught it every time. And I go, I just fucking saw you drop it a couple minutes ago. He goes, that was a bad throw. he only ever dropped it on bad throws. Similarly, this Air Bud, he look. Karl Malone, right? Ed? Karl Malone. They fucking gave him an MVP. He impregnated a 13-year-old girl. People forget that. Yeah. Look, whatever. It was a different time. He's from Louisiana. But what did he have? He had the dirtiest player in the league, John Stockton.
Yeah.
Like short ass shorts. His balls. Yeah. His balls hanging out of his shorts. But he would set him up. He'd drop the pick and roll, Ed. He would drive the lane. He'd dish. Here you go. And then he just knocked down that 16-footer. Air Bud needs a Stockton of his own. He needs, you know, at least maybe like a Mark Price.
100% in the church parking lot. Yeah. 100%.
No one shoots 100%.
Even when you're like, Bud hit all of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by the way, I could block 100%. They're so low off the ground.
Yeah.
If a dog is like going like snout, I'd be like, ah! I would block every one of Bud's shots.
Muggsy Bogues would have 16 block shots every game on Air Bud.
Thinking how crafty Muggsy was, Bud is like just doing the SeaWorld Shamu beach ball thing.
Yeah, like, look, right, like, seems easily Muggsy defensible.
Had to be shifty. Like, yeah. Bud is just like, just. Going out.
Wait, I'm starting to think that, and look, you don't have to tell me. I'm starting to think that guy at the bar was right. Like, that only in the poster does he dunk. But, and also, is this a Bernstein Bears situation? Because I distinctly remember seeing video of fucking Air Bud going hard to the hole. Yes.
Just keep in mind, that was my position.
Me too. Yes, I agree with you.
Before I went on Disney Plus and watched this.
Yes. Yeah.
So then Josh in tryouts after Christmas kills it at tryouts and makes the team.
Oh, so he can ball.
I mean, apparently he was the towel boy at Christmas.
But all of a sudden he's good. Yeah.
Before the first game, a teammate gives him an old orange peel that Scottie Pippen discarded at a Sonics game to tuck into his socks for good luck. Like, that was, like, an actual plot point.
Who wrote this piece of shit? And it could have been anything. It could be, like, a coin, a wristband. Like, this is Scottie Pippen's wristband. An orange peel in his fucking sock. Get the fuck out of here.
So the kid shows up for the first game that he's going to play, and Bud's just standing outside the gym while the game's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he's like, yeah. He put me in, coach. In. Yeah.
He sneaks in. Yeah. Bud's outside the arena because why would a dog be in the arena?
Never. Yeah, the dogs aren't allowed. This is before. Now these days, Ed, dogs are allowed at the fucking coffee shop, the fucking bagel store, the grocery store. Anywhere you go, there's a dog. Dogs can go everywhere. But in the Air Bud times in the 90s, it would have been crazy to see a dog at a fucking at a field house watching a high school hoops game.
100%. And he sneaks onto the court, he causes mayhem, and he scores a bucket. And the crowd goes crazy.
Now, how does he score? Describe the scoring of the bucket. He did the nose thing, right?
He does the Shamu nose thing.
Yeah.
And after the game, a woman introduces her cute daughter to Josh after the game. Like, hey, you own that unruly dog? Like, would you mind blowing my daughter's back out? Like, is that...
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
I'm not even sure what that...
If you're good at sports, you know, dads will let you have prima nocta with their children. You know, like, that's just the rules.
So, like, after the game, I don't know, some shit happens. Bud runs back over to the gym, and we look in, and we see the head coach pelting one of the kids at basketballs from short range, just pelting him. And he goes, you'll never drop a pass again. So, like, we have, I mean, we're talking about middle school.
Abusive is what it is. Yeah.
The coach was
they're learning the three-man weave. Like, that's that's the level you're at when you're in seventh grade. Ed, I may have mentioned on this show before. I know I have. When I was in seventh grade, there was the seventh grade team, and there was the eighth grade team. It might have been when I was in eighth grade. There was the seventh grade team, there was the eighth grade team, and there was the 5'4" and under team. I was on the 5'4" and under team. Okay, because that's yes. Why are you making that sound?
I feel like you were being qualified. Like, you just wanted to be the best you could be.
That's the team.
You're on this team.
Yeah, I was probably like 5'4" at the time. I was probably like 5'4" and a quarter.
Or under.
Yes, or under. I think we kind of they're like, hey. Because you had to be measured, but like only once a season. And then they're like, just do it without your shoes on or whatever. Look, I was on the 5'4" and under team. All right. And I balled out. I was fucking getting all the rebounds. I was the biggest guy out there.
So the coach pelting the kid was one of the player's shitty dads. And I guess they quit or get fired. And the boy suggests, like, maybe we should have the janitor coach.
Oh, no. What? How does a boy get to suggest things?
I guess because he had a Knicks jersey in his locker. I'm not sure. The janitor's like, the first practice, we're going to practice, but without a ball. We're going to do an invisible ball. Like,
oh my God.
Pretend. Just,
this is like,
we're
going
to do invisible ball.
This is like that martial art that Steven Seagal pretends to do.
Yeah.
Aikido. This is not even real. Yeah,
it's slow motion shit where people like dive at you.
And I'll make everybody fall down as long as they agree beforehand to fall down.
Right.
Yeah.
So then we're back to a game and Bud's performing tricks at halftime. They're like, this dog's amazing.
Nobody's like, whose dog is this?
They're just like, hey, this dog can hit shots at halftime. Great. And now he's sitting on the bench with the team. Like, I've seen Panda doing her thing with the plates and stuff.
Yeah.
They don't have her sit with the team.
No. No.
What are we doing?
Yeah. The Phoenix Gorilla.
He did his dunks off the trampoline. And then that was it. He didn't sit next to Gerard Mustafa.
Yes.
And Dan Marley. Like
Oliver Miller.
He got the fuck off the court.
R.I.P. Yes.
Like, that was it.
The Nuggets. No. What's he called? He's called, I don't know what he's called. The Nuggets Panther. He doesn't.
The lightning bolts.
Yes, he doesn't sit on the fucking bench. He comes out and performs while they're drawing up a play.
Right.
Yeah.
But anyway,
tell me.
So the coach during the game removes the ball hog kid and puts in Josh.
Yeah.
And the ball hog kid's dad is super mad.
Yeah.
And then, like, I mean, this coach needs to be examined because there's, like, a key game. He's like, get the ball hog kid out. And I've coached ball hogs, and it's you kind of live with the feast and famine, because if you need a bucket at the end of the game, like, you want the ball hog kid, even if he's a shitty player. Josh airballs as time expires. Like, he's terrible.
See, I mean, look, a movie we've discussed on this show, Teen Wolf. You want him, ask
he's a dog, but like he's gonna get you a dub.
Yeah, ask Scott Howard how he feels about chasing rings, because Teen Wolf, he took you to the high school league finals against Mick McAllister, who was allowed to stand under the hoop for some reason and also had done time in prison when he was 26 years old. He was still a junior in high school for some reason.
Right. There was, during technicals, he was just standing under the hoop.
Yeah. Very confusing.
So then they do a montage. Josh gets better. Their team's name is the Timberwolves.
No one's team's name is that.
And so the local news does a spot on Buddy the Dog, who's doing halftime shows. But keep in mind, this is halftime shows for middle school basketball.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on with the local news? This is, I think, Eastern Washington State.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I'll tell you what we did as a 5'4 and under team player in middle school. We went in the Harbor Day kids' locker room and we stole all their watches and sweatshirts and shit. Like, that's what we were doing during halftime. Okay. That's what happened at halftime.
We did a story about this with Shador getting his watch stolen.
That was me.
It was you and your boys.
That was me and my friends. 100%. That's what we did. That was a rich school. I went to a poor ass school.
Yeah. So anyway, this news spot, who's watching?
Yeah. Who?
Oh. The original owner of the dog who died of AIDS.
Michael G.
He's like, wait a second, this dog is talented, which is also the plot of the Frosty the Snowman cartoon, where, remember, he throws his hat out and the...
We're talking Burl Ives? There must have been some magic? Yeah.
Yeah, and remember, he uses the hat and it becomes magic, and he's like, I need that hat back. It's kind of like with this guy who's like, oh, wait a second, my shitty dog is talented.
Yeah.
I want this back before I die of AIDS.
Well, because remember Liam Neeson pivoted to a chicken that could like read, tell you your birthday or something, or like read fortunes.
Right.
And he's oh, I don't need to have to fucking feed and listen to the Shakespeare guy because he had to wipe his ass and stuff. The guy had no arms, no legs. Like, he needed a lot of tending to. And he's like, oh, I could just throw this asshole in the river and then I could have a chicken do the thing. Similarly, the Michael Jeter, pre-AIDS or during, we don't know, he got rid of Air Bud and then he ended up doing an act with a Nubs guy saying Shakespeare, and he probably had just thrown him in the river and he's like, I'll just take Air Bud back and do the thing I was doing before. Grass isn't always greener, Ed.
Right.
Yeah.
So he comes back, he takes the dog, and of course the team just performs horribly.
Yeah.
Now keep in mind, this is just a mascot. The team is horrible.
Yeah. Well, they need, you know what they need is that they need him to be like so kind of a dog, but also like a 5'3 kid that works at a hardware store, like a mixture of the two, and then he's fucking balling out. Half dog, half just regular kid that hangs out with Boof and Styles.
Yeah, I was going to say, I kind of like this plot.
Yeah.
We've seen this movie we like it.
It's a great movie.
So the boy like tracks down. So the Mr. Noodle takes the dog back.
Yeah.
And everybody's sad. And the boy tracks him down.
Yeah.
Steals the dog back, Buddy.
Yeah.
And they call him Buddy, but the movie's called Air Bud.
See, that's annoying. Yeah, that's bullshit. Yeah.
Clown guy tries to mow Josh and the dog down with his pickup truck. Instead, he plunges into the Puget Sound.
See, this is a little. He's like, oh, I want my dog back. But he could just go, hey, that's my dog, and then he would have the dog back. But he's like, what if I did a murder? What if I murdered children instead?
Right.
You know. But maybe that wasn't Mr. Noodle. That was the AIDS talking, Ed.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be. So the coach is giving a pregame speech in the locker room. Yeah. And he's like, you kids had a great year, but like, let's be honest, a lot of credit goes to the dog. Like the mascot, he hasn't played on the team yet.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, and they're giving him credit? He hasn't even made a hoop yet. He hasn't dunked like he does in the thing.
So now the kid who was shitty to him earlier in the year, we see he's playing on the other team, and they said the whole family moved to Spokane so he could play for the Warriors. So we have families moving across Washington to get on a better middle school basketball team.
They're getting recruited to a better 7th grade 5'4 and under team.
Yeah. Yeah. They're playing on 8-foot rims.
Yeah.
And the coach, this guy who like played for the Knicks, is yelling shit like, pass the ball! Not like real basketball.
Well, that's the kind of shit Derek Fisher would do when he was the coach. He was like, that one time they're getting blown out by 30 points, and they had a highlight of him giving his pep talk, and he was like, so the hoop is, look, they put on their shoes one day at a time, just like we do. Those guys over there, they're no better than you. Yeah, they got 30 more points than you, but they... hoop is the same size for them as it is for us. And the fucking players, like Latrell Sprewell, is like rolling his eyes, or whoever they had. Allen Houston is like, what the fuck is, we're not listening to this asshole, right? And then like a couple weeks later, he got fired.
So the other team is starting to pull away.
Yeah.
And Timberwolves are in foul trouble. And then two kids collide and they're both hurt.
Yeah.
And they say, we've only got four players. What else can we do? All of a sudden.
Oh, stop.
Who do you think enters the gym?
I'm going to say Sean Astin, the Samwise Gamgee, and the other guy.
Mikey from Goonies.
Yeah, he comes in.
No, close. Oh. It was Dominique Wilkins. No, just kidding. It was Bud.
Oh, Bud.
Everyone goes nuts.
And Bud, so, of course, everybody's like, oh, we should put the dog on the basketball team.
So they're like, hey, this is great. Let's just put a jersey on the dog.
Yeah.
And the other coach is like, what the fuck is this? And they have a huddle with the referees. And the ref is like, well, there's no rule that a dog can't play.
He's consulting the rule book.
They're looking through the rule book. He's like, there's no rule that a dog can't play.
Do you think he's like, I'll consult the rule book, so no one consults the Megan's Law website to find out why I volunteered to be a junior high school basketball referee? Because that's a fucking diddling position, if anything. You know, like,
there's also no rule that you can't bayonet the other coach up the apple like Muammar Gaddafi.
It's
like,
implied. It's,
there's so many rules that are that, not in
that's
there.
A good point. Like, that's like, a very good point.
There's no dog rule, so like, fine. So I just want to point out, this is 1 hour and 21 minutes into the movie, and so this is the first time a dog is in a basketball game.
I mean, it's a kid's movie, so I got to imagine it's 1 hour and 31 minutes long. Yeah.
Yeah, it's about that.
Yeah.
So Air Bud's just stealing the ball. If you're dribbling and there's a little speedy dog, he's taking everything. It's complete bullshit.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's like Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then at one point he wins a jump ball and slobbers on the ball and everyone laughs.
Oh, disgusting.
He's just making a mess of things.
Is that people? I don't have a dog, but I have had dogs, and you throw them the tennis ball. You know, they love to have the tennis. You just keep throwing that tennis ball.
Gross.
Yeah, it gets pretty disgusting. And after a while, you're like just barely trying to touch it or just kick it. You're like, I'll just kick the ball, and Jake will go chase the fucking ball. But these days, I see dudes, they got a stick that exactly holds a tennis ball. Is that so you don't get your finger?
Like, whip it
thing? Yeah, you whip. Is that so your fingers don't get slobbered up?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a bougie.
Yeah.
It's a bougie.
Yeah, thing. It is. Yeah. That's some white people shit.
So the kids, now it's kind of like Teen Wolf when all the teammates start hitting every jumper.
Yeah.
Because he's good. So everyone's good. Yeah. So everyone's hitting everything.
Chubbs.
But the dog is leading the team in assists. Like, he's just snouting everything. Yeah. He's stealing balls. And the other coach is like screaming. He's like, cover the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Bud gets fouled.
Yeah.
And he's shooting a 1-on-1.
They're doing 1-on-1s?
Yeah. Like, and
non-shooting foul
time in the game.
Yeah.
We're at the end.
Yeah.
He hits both of a 1-on-1.
Who passes it to? Who passes it? Because
he's at the foul line. So the ref like lobs it. So the ref's kind of helping him.
Oh, yeah, he is.
If I'm the ref, I put the ball on the ground. I'm like,
roll it. Yeah. Yeah, now try.
Do this, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, he can't do it on his own. Like, you got to toss it to him for him to make a shot.
And we're at, like, a key juncture of the game. Air Bud clearly fouls the other team by jamming his snout into the villain kid's balls and steals the ball.
Well, that's a reach-in.
Right? You can't just smash someone in the balls. No. Draymond Green tried and got suspended.
Exactly. Gave LeBron James one of his gift fucking championships. One championship that he didn't have Dwayne Wade or Anthony Davis to get it for him.
Yeah, it was the one non-Dwayne Wade. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Should I start drinking this?
Yes, now you can. Okay. We're almost done.
Oh! It tastes like Triaminic.
You got to go in deep because otherwise, if you're sipping that, it's terrible. It's terrible if you sip it. Go, go, go. So Bud knows nothing about floor spacing. They're showing highlights.
Yep.
I'm trying to fill space for you. Everything in the NBA is about floor spacing. Bud passes the ball and then chases his teammates. Yeah. He's creating log jams in the corner.
Well, that could be the three-man weave, though. You throw it to the guy, and then you run behind him, and then he runs to the middle.
He's chasing after. So the original clown owner enters the gym.
Yeah.
Oh. Mr. Noodle with AIDS.
With AIDS, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he looking? Does he look?
No,
Have you seen my close friend Travis Rogers' Instagram lately? Because he's doing such a good job. He's on an extreme weight loss journey. No, he's not on. He claims he's not on the Ozempic. He's been accused of being on the Ozempic, but he's not. He's on an extreme weight loss journey. But and people are like, "Hey, man, you look great." And he does. He looks great, but he also looks like he's been afflicted with something. And so does Mr. Jeter have what Travis Rogers has? That's what I'm wondering.
So the clown owner is watching the game. He's like, I just want this fucking dog because, like, he's going to do shit for me now.
Yeah.
And Josh gets the ball as time is expiring. Yeah. He makes eye contact with Air Bud. And I'm watching. I'm like, I've watched an hour and a half of this movie. Surely this is the alley-oop where we see Air Bud.
He dunks.
I'm
looking right at the thing. He's dunking on the – it's a fucking two-handed jam. And he goes to the rack.
You know what Josh does? He shoots a three-pointer and makes it. And the Timberwolves win the middle school state championship.
What is this?
It has nothing to do with
– what?
There's no dunks. Air Bud made – 2 1-on-1s in the whole fucking movie.
He has 2 points in the
whole fucking movie.
He's going. He's like Teen Wolf. He's like Scott Howard. He's going up and down the court. He's scoring at will.
2 points.
No. What?
Foul shots in the whole goddamn movie. I'm like, this is fucking bullshit.
What? And
I may have made a bet with my buddy that surely he dunks. And he's like, I'm just going to tell you now, you're going to owe me $20.
Is the guy much younger?
And he's in his 30s. I'm in my late 40s.
Yes.
I saw him dunk and I saw the pause dunking. I saw this.
I saw Nelson Mandela die in prison, Ed.
Yeah.
He died.
I know.
He died on that island.
Insane Bears.
Yes. Is that it?
So The villain comes up to the kid and does the Johnny, you're all right, LaRusso thing, like the villain kid. And now the clown man is saying, I want my dog back. And Josh and his mom refuse. They're like, we'll see you in court. Now, I'm not sure what the... Is this a finder's keeper's rule? Like,
yeah, possession is 9/10 of the law. Like, yeah. It's not even your dog. Like, it's going to have that little fucking chip. They put that little piece of rice chip in it. It's been... I'm going to puke and that flavors in my mouth.
I know. It's rough.
They put that rice chip in there, and it's going to say... They're going to go... We scan it with the little scanner, and it's going to say, "This is Mr. Noodle's dog. Get the fuck out of here."
And he's dying of AIDS. Let him have his dog. Yeah, let him have his dog. So this is the final scene.
Yeah.
It's a courthouse scene. It becomes a courthouse movie. Bud has 2 points, and now we're doing courthouse shit.
No, what? It doesn't end with the basketball?
No, it ends at a courthouse.
This turns into to Kill a Mockingbird?
Exactly.
Robert Duvall's going to show up and save the day with being special?
That's right.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Boo Radley.
Boo Radley.
Yeah.
So anyway, the clown man, Michael Jeter, he wants the dog back.
Yeah.
They're at the courthouse. He shows up. Michael Jeter shows up in the courtroom in a clown costume.
No. And judges hate that shit. You're supposed to wear a
Happy
suit.
Happy Slappy's the name.
Happy.
That's his clown name.
That's worse than the orange in the shoe.
It's bad.
Yeah.
The dog is barking like crazy, and the judge is furious. He's hitting the gavel.
Yeah.
Chaos.
Yeah.
Nobody has paperwork on who the owner is, the dog. The coach speaks up and goes, let the dog choose.
Yeah. Let the dog choose.
Yeah. So they go out of the courthouse.
Who's got a piece of bacon in their pocket? Like, that's who he's going to choose.
The clown on one side and the boy on the other. They're going to do the jingle the keys thing.
Yeah.
Buddy's in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Air Bud looks back and forth, and like the clown's like, you fucking piece of shit, get over here.
Let's go for
and the
a walk. Boy's
like, come on, buddy. Yeah. Come on, buddy. Everyone cheers.
Yeah.
And Bud chooses Josh.
Never would have guessed that.
Like,
I also never would have guessed there would be no dunks in this movie.
But you know what happens?
What?
The cops haul off the angry clown.
Good.
To A's for being jail. Arrested. What did he do wrong?
I don't know. Yeah, like what crime?
He went to jail for this.
Well, maybe it was ICE. Maybe he was from Poland or something, and they were like, oh no, you've overstayed your visa. It's time to go. Yeah, you're going to El Salvador, buddy.
You're spreading disease in our country.
That's right. You're a murderer or a rapist. There's only two
Mr.
choices.
Noodle, you're spreading things.
Yeah. Well, in that case, patient zero.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's the end of Air
That's
Bud.
It. Good, because I just drank that stuff and I feel like it's hitting me. Ed, great job as always. Fantastic work by you. I mean, just really, really, really impressive.
It's a horrible movie.
Also, I noticed that I put out the whole show for free last week. I messed up, so that's a freebie. But please join our Patreon. Then you can hear all that stuff every week. We will be back next week with another show. This has been episode number 580 of the Ball Lifestyle Podcast. For Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. We will see you next week.
TBLS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daly and a man, Jay Stu, and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and bullshit.